We don't know if the scripture is going to work today, but we hope. If not, I got a lot of Bible flipping to do. The pastor called me about 8 o'clock last night and asked if I could do the service this morning. And then I remember my big mouth had told him many times, if you're ever sick on Sunday morning, give me at least an hour's notice. And that's 45 minutes of prayer and 15 minutes to put it together. I would do it. Well, he called me out on it. And I hope I'm ready. But then again, I lean more to what I always tell you, that the only way that I can stand up here and speak to you is that I believe in Matthew 10 and verse 20, and it tells me that when I'm in this time, I don't even have to worry about what to say because the Holy Spirit will speak through me. And I've seen it so many times that I know it's true. So I have a word for us today. And as we've come out of the COVID thing and all the things going on in the world, we're at an all-time high for anxieties, all-time high stress and unrest. And today, we're going to look at rest. To rest in the arms of Jesus. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? How many need that today? Hey, my thing's working. Good. So the scripture is going to, the main text of the scripture is coming out of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. And if you have your Bibles, open them up. If not, we can read it on the screen. Verse 1. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands. See, it was available to Moses. It was available to Joshua and the Canaanites. But they never entered in. And we'll see why. Let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. That's God's rest. For we also have had the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them. They couldn't comprehend it. They didn't understand it. Because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. We have to obey to enter into this rest that we're talking about. Now we who have believed enter that rest. So the only way that you're going to enter that rest is if you believe that you can. If you don't believe, you're never going to find God's rest. Never. Just as God has said, so I declare an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And I believe he was talking about Moses and Joshua and all of the Old Testament saints. And yet his work has been unfinished since the creation of the world. Since the creation of the world. For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words. On the seventh day, God rested from his works. And again, in the passage above, he says, they shall never enter into my rest. So this has been available for many, many, many years. and even a lot of us still today have never caught on. We've never got a hold of this, that we as Christians can live a life in rest in Jesus Christ. Therefore, since it still remains for some to enter the rest, and since those who formerly had good news proclaimed to them did not go in because of their disobedience, they didn't obey God. These are key words here. Disobedience. God again set a certain day, and he called it today. Today, we're going to see how we can enter into that rest, because we serve an almighty God, and he loves us. He wants what's good for us. He has good plans for us. So if you're not entering into this rest, guess what? It's your fault. Pretty plain and simple, isn't it? We can try to live a Christian life and be uneasy, have turmoil in our life, sickness, disease, all of it, from disobedience. And it's very simple, because God wants us to do one thing: love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus even said it farther: love your neighbor as I have loved you. Come into that rest. This he did when a long time later he spoke through David, as the passage already quotes. Today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your heart. And I want to repeat that. Verse 7. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. For Joshua had given them rest. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. One more chance. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us, therefore, make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following the example of disobedience. He's giving us one more chance here. And it comes down. I'm a guy who uses a dictionary a lot, because it's not one of my very good subjects in school. So I looked up the word rest. To cease work or movement in order to relax, to refresh oneself or recover strength. Two, be placed or supported so as to stay in a specific position. An instant or period of relaxing or ceasing to engage in strenuous or stressful activities. I like this one. Be based on or grounded in or depend on. Place hope and trust or confidence on or in something, someone. we enter into rest through obedience by what God says. So in that definition, when I look as if we serve God, and I've said this many times, totally dependent upon God. Totally. No matter what we do in our life, in our daily activities, we need to look to God. All we got to do is ask. And many times, I know I've failed to even say anything to God when I had a problem in my life. Wouldn't that be the first place that I should run? Into the arms of Jesus. So then, as I read that, I got to think, I know what most of you are thinking. Rest is not inactivity. Because I know all some of y'all was thinking about going home, getting your pajamas on, and get you a big coat, and sit on the couch. And in the Old Testament days, they done their work and then rested. So today, us, we rest in Jesus Christ. Then we do our works, empowered by Him. I don't know how many times I've did something and I said, God, I have no clue what I'm doing. But He was there for me. He showed me the way. Oh, I have my scriptures up there again. So, it's not resting from work. It's resting in work. Does that make sense to y'all? Okay, good. I have another scripture up there, Psalms 46:10. He says, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still. That was always a hard one for me because I always wanted to do it all myself. And not only could I not be still, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I ain't the only one. Don't laugh at me like that. Be still and know that I am God. We serve the God of the universe, the one who created everything, who knows everything about us. There's times we have to be still and know He has the better plan, even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel it. And I will exalt among the nations. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. So when you're being still, there's nothing wrong with lifting your hands in the air and thanking God that He is God. Raise your hand. Amen. I'll tell you a little story that happened to me a few weeks back. I was planting a garden, and I was down on my hands and knees. And I'll be honest, I was broken. I was tired, hurt, ready to give up. And I was on my hands and knees in the garden. And I heard that voice. Raise your hands. And I looked around. Like, is somebody going to see me? Is my wife looking? I'm going to look pretty dumb out there in the garden on my hands and knees with my arms in the air. I said, do it anyway. You know what it is when you raise your hands above your head? It's an international sign of surrender. Do you surrender your things to God? I hope so. Let me try to see if it works. No, it don't. Next. Thank you. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Is anybody in here like that? Am I the only one? No. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. We just have to be willing to come to him and look for our rest in him. Because if you're looking for rest or peace in your life in this world, you won't find it. You won't. I've looked. You won't find it. No drugs, no alcohol, nothing compares to when the God of the universe who loves you, and when you surrender your life to him, there's nothing, nothing that he can't do. Nothing. 1 Peter 5. Next one. Yeah, there you go. There we got it. She got it. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders, all of you. Clothe yourself with humility. Amen. Female, yeah. Oppose the proud. Whoa. As they celebrate Proud Month, they better look at that. Oppose the proud, but show favor to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Here, look at 7. Cast your anxieties upon him. Because he cares about you. If you have anxieties, give them to Jesus and trust him. He'll never fail you. Psalms 55:22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. I mean, sometimes we got to toughen up and know that he'll never leave you or forsake you. What else we got here? Joshua 24:13. So I give you a land on which you did not toil, or cities that you did not build, and you live in them, and you eat from the vineyards and the olive groves that you did not plant. Don't ever think that God's not going to take care of you, because he is. He gives you all good things. It's up to us again to be obedient to God and to trust in him totally in all things. What's next? Deuteronomy 6. I know I say that funny, but Deuteronomy 6:10 through 12. Then the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give you, a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then you will eat and be satisfied. But here's the key. Here's the trick right here in 12. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He's saying here, don't forget to thank God. Don't forget him. Don't leave him out. And I see a lot of things are going to start happening to a lot of people in this church. It's going to happen. We're looking for things, and they're going to happen. But we got to remember to thank God, because he provides it all. What's next again? Philippians 4, 6, and 7. You're on it up there today. You're good. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Hear that? Let me read it again. I don't think you did. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. Isn't that comforting to know? Do you ever think about that? But we got to stay thankful. Psalms 4 and 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Now I want to say a little something about this sleep. Because I thought for a long time that I didn't sleep very good. Because I felt like my mind would never shut down at night. Even went and had a sleep test taken. And I asked the lady, did I ever go to sleep? Oh, yeah, you sleep. But then God started revealing things to me and showing me that at night, Lord, help me say this right. The spirit realm and our dream world, dream realm, can intertwine. A lot of the things invented on this earth, somebody thought of it while they were sleeping. I get this message while I'm sleeping. God can work in your life when you lay your head down on the pillow at night, when he can get you away from you, he can talk to you. He can do things. He can do more things while we sleep than we even know about. So I don't say I don't sleep good anymore. I say, God talks to me, and he's with me, even in my sleep. Hope that don't sound too funny to you. You already changed it. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Peace is a big key word in your life. It goes along with rest. If you don't have the peace of God working in your life, then you find yourself in trouble real quick. To be steadfast. Some people, something will happen in their life and they turn away from God. Or they give up. They want to quit. But I'm telling you here today, I know for myself, I'm not quitting. And I know you as a church aren't going to quit either. So be careful on the different doctrines and different things going on in today's world. Whatever you see, I trust and have peace in the Almighty God. And I enter rest in the arms of Jesus. He's good. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. We might not see it, but it's happening. God's working in your life if you're a child of God. For our light and momentary troubles are activities for us and eternal glory that far outweigh them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. And since that is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. We may not be able to see. The waters might be high. Troubles might be in our way. Sickness. But God's working us for a better plan. It's called heaven. And he went there to prepare a place for us. That where he is, we can be there also. And even into death on this earth, he's with us. And he loves us. Isn't that an amazing God? Psalms 127, 1 and 2. I hope I got the right one. Like I say, this come quick. The Song of Ascents of Solomon. Unless the Lord builds a house, the builder's labor is in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for grants sheep to those who love him. A lot of times we think we can do things to make ourselves right with God. You can't. You can't. And that's when you work. Then you try to rest. But if you're totally dependent upon Jesus Christ, you can enter into those works with the rest of Jesus Christ on your heart, in your mind, lot of scriptures today, wasn't it? And guess what? I got one more, and I'll try to close this up. That day when the evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side," which was about 8 miles. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious swell came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was at the stern, sleeping on a cushion. When the disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we're drowning?" Does anybody feel like they're drowning today? Because guess what? We got Jesus in the boat. And they don't have to wake him. What they should have done was laid down beside him or just left him alone, because he had it all under control. But they were worried. They were afraid. When the Bible tells us 365 times, "Do not be afraid," because Jesus is in the boat. Enjoy the ride. You might get a little wet sometimes, but he's got us. He's got our back. Glory be to God. Do you want to rest in the arms of Jesus today? What was those two key words? Don't be disobedient. We must hold fast in our faith in Jesus Christ and what he's going to do in our life. Do we come to him with our prayers and petitions, knowing, trusting that he's going to be there, that he hears our voice, and he knows us very well? That's our goal for us, for you. Let's rest as we work hard to build the kingdom, to build up this church, that we learn to rest. Really kind of all I have, except it's Father's Day. And if you don't mind, I want to tell you a real short Father's Day story about my father. And if you've heard it or if I've told it before, I'm sorry, but I feel the need to tell it again. My father, hardworking Christian man, worked two jobs for 45 years, provided all he could for our family. But he was a hard man. And only because of the way that he was raised, and we bumped heads almost our entire life. Then I became a Christian about 5 years before he died. But those 5 years were good. He saw Jesus in me and that I had changed. But there was one thing that started bothering me that I never thought about my whole life, or at least I didn't think that I did. He never told me he loved me. And I never told him. And it wasn't until I become a Christian, if I'm going to serve a God that's love, I need to tell him. And I went over to his house many times, but I couldn't get the words to come out of my mouth. That bothered me. Then one day, I got a call from my sister. Said, Dad's not going to make it, and he's asking for you. Better come. As I went in the room, all my brothers and sisters was there. My sister, Dad Charlie's here. He acknowledged me there. As I bent down over his bed, those words come out of my mouth. I said, I love you, Dad. And he mumbled those words back. I love you too. And then you're going to think I'm weird, but I swear I've seen this. It was like for a brief second, I saw his spirit leave his body. And it was his last word. And he never had told any of my brothers and sisters. I don't even know if he told my mother that he loved her. But evidently, they had 6 kids, so. Do not make that mistake today. If you have someone you need to tell that you love them, today's the day. Don't let time go by. Forget all the dumb stuff. Forget all the differences. And love them like they are. Make sense? So now, if you would look in the book of Acts, in the 12th chapter, Peter. Was in prison, in the innermost part of the prison, scheduled for execution on Monday because the religious people didn't want to kill him on the Sabbath. And you know the story. But the church came together. The church came together and prayed. Earnestly. They prayed earnestly, hard-heartedly. And you know the story. He walked out. And even as he walked out, the angel of the Lord put clothes on him. All because of the church. We need to be a church that earnestly prays together. Church is not a place to come with all your stuff. We should be coming to church to lay our burdens down, to pray for each other, to lift each other up. Let's make an effort to do that today. Are the song guys coming back? Yeah, okay. Can we do that today? Can we come together? We pray for our families, pray for our church family. Because there's a lot of people struggling in this world and in this church. They prayed earnestly. Enter into God's rest. Hold yourself in the arms of Jesus.